but seeing Gil Sayers. Along came Jones. The starring players, this is Gary Cooper.
And this is Ona Munson.
And this is Bill Gammerack.
That'll do. Maybe my print ain't so good, but it's easy read by them, it can read.
Wanted for murder and stagecoach robbery, Marty Garrett.
Old and skinny, mean-tempered, extra fast with a gun.
Traveling with half-wit uncle, name of Uncle Ross or something.
$1,000 reward, dead or alive.
Marty Garrett, outlaw. That's all Payneville is talking about. Today the strangers ride into town. Two of them. And one of them is tall and skinny. The other is older, fully whiskered. In fact, he could be the younger man's uncle. The crowd in front of the Last Chance Saloon watches them coming up the road. Watches them rather idly at first, then suddenly senses.
Look at him. Your initials on his saddle.
Yeah.
It's him. It's Marty. And don't nobody make him mad.
Howdy, folks. Hey, anybody tell us where we are?
This here is painful.
Painful? What's painful, friend?
This here is.
You mean generally or is this personal?
No, sir. Nothing personal, Uncle Roscoe. I just. Excuse me. I better get me a drink.
Melanie, you see that?
Sure did, George.
All of them acting funny like that and him calling me uncle. Why, downright disrespectful.
Trouble with you, George, yeah, you take a little getting used to. You ought to know that by now.
I ought?
Yeah, you come into a place where nobody don't know you. You already got that dumb look on your face, and then you ask some fool question any papoose could answer like, where am I? And naturally, you ain't immediately nominated for governor.
No, I ain't, and that's the truth.
Now, you take me. I ain't hardly said more than two words in this town, and you see the way they was looking at me.
I see them all right. It's a fact I did.
That's what I mean. You gotta look like you're somebody. And act like you're somebody. And pretty soon you are somebody.
Regular system, huh?
Well, you've seen it work.
Yeah. And I like to see it work again. Come on with me.
Huh?
Come on. Inside.
Yes, this is your place of drink. Some liquor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Stop doggone, I told you.
Yes. Here you are, sir.
Mud in your eye. Not bad liquor. But I drunk better.
Yes, sir.
Any complaints?
Oh, no, sir. No.
How much?
A house. I'm a house any time.
Much obliged. Let's go, partner.
There's Walker's $1,000. Anybody gonna do anything about it?
I figure he's mine. He killed my brother.
Now take it easy. He's awful fast on the draw.
Yeah, you can't slap leather with Marty Garrett.
My name is a slap leather.
Well, then how are you gonna get him, man?
Get my rifle. From the window.
Melody, I tell you, it's spook. The whole dad-blamed town is spook. The way it is just that.
Sure, Big George, is very simple.
Simple? Suppose somebody had drawn on you.
Well, what would they want to draw on me for?
Because you was asking for it, that's why. Look, Melody, you couldn't hit the hind end of your horse with a handful of buckshot, and you know it.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, now, you're not a gunfighter. You ain't even a good shot. You're just a plain, no good cowhand that's been hit in the seat of the pants so many times, you ain't got any brains anymore. Just a kind of yellow meal in your head.
Well, just the same, George.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, look.
What?
In that window. Molly had a gun.
Yeah. On me? Hey, he better get.
Monty, darling.
Huh?
Don't move. There's a gun on you. Just come with me and sit close. Why, hello, Uncle Ross.
Now, you look here. My name is...
Do what I say and I'll get you out of here.
But, miss...
And smile.
Well, sure, it's a pleasure, but,
Get on your horse and stay in front of me.
But why in a dad's brain...
Are you looking to get chopped?
No, ma'am.
Well, then do what I say till we get out of town. Well, you see, I had to think mighty fast, Molly. I figured if they thought that fellow was you, then they'd be after him. And we could keep you here in the barn a while. Then you'd have a better chance to make the break.
I wouldn't need no help if I hadn't tied in with that Leo Gledhill.
That's right.
Well, ask you anything, Avery.
Well, I was just going to say...
Never mind what you was going to say. I'll get into town and find Leo for him.
Sure, Monty. I was just going.
Well, maybe I could help my brother with the...
You stay here. Now, what about this fella?
Well, he told me his name was Melody Jones. He's just a tramp cowhand.
You think I'm going to swallow that? That ain't no tramp cowboy.
You haven't even seen him.
I don't have to see him. Ain't nobody as stupid as you make him out to be.
Oh, he's a common, ordinary, useless bronc stomper. Now you can see any which way you look around here. And he'd have done anything I wanted him to.
He would, huh?
Well, he did, didn't he?
Kind of liked you, I guess.
Thought I looked like it.
That's what I thought.
Well, you better be glad he did.
Yeah? And maybe you better remember something. Just don't monkey around with nobody at all. But you want to see that belly blasted open.
Hey, now, look, Melody. This walking our horses is mighty slow going. Don't you think we better let them out?
What for, George?
Well, we better hustle if we aim to get across that line, huh?
Not me. I ain't aiming to get across no line.
What are you talking about?
I ain't crossing no line because that's just what you wanted us to do. That's the trick.
Huh? You mean there ain't no posse?
Oh, sure, there's a posse all right, and it's after us. But there wouldn't be if he hadn't fixed it on us.
Are you saying that there pretty little lady is a skunk?
Well, all I know is, if a posse trailed us south, it'd leave a mighty nice opening for somebody else to get away to the north.
I can't believe it. Her explaining how she was saving our lives on account of you being took for that Monty Jarrett. She was being so sweet.
Sure, mighty sweet to that Monty fella. And you know, Georgia, I've been sort of thinking...
Now, wait a minute, Melody. You ain't got to be no dumber than necessary.
Her being so interested in this Monty and all, it adds up that she might know just where he's at.
Now, Melody, listen.
That would make me somebody, wouldn't it? The man that took Monty Judd?
Whoa, boy. Now, you look here, Mr. Melody Jones.
Ah, you don't understand, George. For 1 hour back yonder, I felt what it felt like to be high regarded. Everybody making room for me, acting like I was really somebody, and then, well, I don't think I'm ever going to feel the same about things again.
But, son, that Monty Jarrett's a killer.
I might even, you can't tell, get to be sheriff.
That or a corp, one or the other.
Now, you go on if you want to, George, not me.
Where do you figure you're going now?
Back to the piece where she cut off the road. That must be her ranch. How about it? You coming?
All right. But I sure wish you could shoot a little better.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, what do you got in this mattress? Stone?
You take your dirty feet off that bed. And what are you doing in my room?
Well, you see my horse run off, and I...
Not so loud.
What's the matter?
Look, I don't know if you're crazy or not, but you've got to get out of here. I'll get you another horse and saddle.
Oh, I couldn't leave Henry Henshaw.
You mean your partner?
No, my horse. I couldn't leave Henry, especially with his bridle on.
See, where is your partner?
George Ward, if he's out somewhere in the brush, he's a nervous type. You're in some kind of a fix, ain't you?
Of course not. I'm just trying to keep you from getting in a fit. Don't you see what far I got you out of town?
You mean when you called me Monty in the middle of the street?
Look.
Kind of crazy about this Monty, ain't you?
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a deal with you.
What kind of deal?
Will you do something for me?
Sure.
Will you stay here in this room till morning?
Do what?
Sleep here. And don't even stir until I call you. Will you do that for me?
Yeah, I guess so.
You promise?
Good.
All right, then. Good night.
You don't want to set and talk a spell?
Huh. What do you think?
I still feel mighty bad about that, George. After all, I did promise her.
Promise her what?
Well, I promised her I'd stay there all night. She'd have come back in 2 minutes. She'd have found me gone.
And if she'd have come back with that money fella, I'd have found you gone.
You find out anything in town last night?
Yeah, plenty. The reason this whole town is crazy is something in the water. Some kind of poison. But I come across an old bushwhacker that ain't touched water in any form, so his mind was clear as a bell.
Never mind that. What about Monty?
Well, the way it looks now, as long as you let him think you're this Monty Jarrett, you got exactly 5 chances of being hung or shot, which the fella tells me is just about a record in these dear parts.
How come?
One, the sheriff's got a posse out that ain't got no other aim in life but to get you and hang you. Two, there's a family named Cotton, of which you killed several members. And this family's got about 150 uncles and cousins, and they're conducting an independent search to kill you ahead of the posse.
Then what?
Three, it seems there was $40,000 in cash taken off that stage. So the express company has got its men down here, too.
What else?
Four, there were some mail bags on that stage post. And fail all them people getting it, the United States Cavalry is on its way.
Who else? You said 5.
Well, if you keep on sighing about a certain female lady like you've been sighing about her, I think it's safe to say that Monty Jarrett will be dealing himself in on you, too. Furthermore, I got a message for you. A fella named Gledhill. Leo Gledhill. He says you better come to town and talk to him. Right away.
Well, I don't know nobody in Painville. How do you know about me?
He don't. I guess he thinks you're Monty. As everyone else does, except this ornery little lady skunk that
just... Oh, yes?
Terry, well, good morning. Say, you got a light stepping horse. Didn't even hear this buckboard.
Thanks,
Hank. Oh, George was just shooting off his face, see?
No, it so happens he's right. I ought to have spoken and know it. I'm sorry I drug you two into this.
No, look, ain't no use to cry. You understand. I mean, just tell me what kind of fixes you're in.
Well, my family's known Molly since we were all kids. We grew up together. So when he rode in hurt, I tried to help him, that's all.
Did they get him out?
No, they'll get him now, I guess. But possibly pounding back this way. Oh, what I was going to ask you last night, I was going to tell you the truth and see if you'd help me. I mean, maybe take a saddle or something. Anything to lead the posse away.
You'd do just about anything for that belly gunner, it looked like.
But then I told myself it wouldn't be fair. I couldn't miss dropping it anymore.
Is that why you brung Monty's saddle along with you now?
What?
Right there under the seat. Got his needle.
Oh, I didn't know who you were.
Funny you didn't see it there. I thought you'd notice it that when you spread that blanket over.
Oh, I don't know why. I even tried to lie to you.
Me neither. Come here, Henry Henshaw. Oh, pretty now.
What's he going to do?
Sort of familiar practice in this country. He seems to me I'm going to swing paddles, man.
Thank you. I tell you, Melody, the gal's got you spooked. Ain't enough they already think you're Marty. Now she's got you riding the saddle. If that there posse meets up with...
Whoa, Henry, whoa.
What are you stopping for now? You out of your mind?
No, I just got me an idea, George. You go back and follow the girl and keep an eye on her place. Me, I'm going into town.
Into town?
Yeah, you said that Gledhill fellow wants to see me.
Melody, you ain't got a chance to...
Why not? That Gledhill thinks I'm Marty, don't he? Well, who's going to slap leather with Marty Jarrett? Happen your name is Leo Gledhill? You want to see me?
Yeah. Sit down.
What? Well, sure.
Hey, you don't need to keep watching my gun. There's only three men in these parts that I can't slap leather with. And one of them's Monty Jarrett. But you ain't him.
No?
No. But I'm the guy that can tell because I was Monty's side rider, see?
Oh.
Okay, talk fast. Where's Monty?
Funny, that's what I was fixing to ask you.
Listen, quit stalling. Where's Monty? And where's that money bag?
Mister, I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't got the first idea what you mean.
Mister, you're either awful dumb or awful smart. You ride into town on Monty's saddle, and then you play like you don't know a thing about it.
Well, I don't. My name is Melody Jones. Funny how I got into this thing.
Well, it ain't going to be funny how you get out. Start walking, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, sure.
Get on your horse.
Yeah.
Ride by my stirrup. Close.
Well, I ain't going that way. I'm
going the way I tell you to go.
No.
But I can't understand how in the name of Sam Hill a tramp like you could kill Marty Jarrett.
Huh?
Now, let's go. We can stop here. Oh, boy.
Are you by some chance a peace officer?
Didn't I tell you to shut your mouth?
Now, look, I'm getting sick and tired.
Look, I'm smoking this cigarette, see? When I'm done, I'm going to throw it away. As soon as I toss it, you better shut the door.
Oh, from a friend of that belly-busting gunman, I take it.
Say it while you can, buddy. The cigarette's getting short.
I've been trying to say it, but you wouldn't listen. Monty Jarrett ain't dead.
Yeah? What'd he do? Just give you that saddle?
No, he didn't, but his girl did.
What girl?
Name was Terry. Terry DeLongfer. Don't you know her?
Maybe I heard of such a girl. She kill him?
Ain't nobody killing you, lunkhead. But he was hurt and couldn't travel fast, so I took out with his saddle to put the posse off his trail.
How well you know Monty?
I don't know him at all. I never seen him. It was kind of a favor to the girl.
Brother, I've heard some dumb stories in my life, but that one really takes the cake. Okay, cigarette done.
Now, wait a minute. I'm telling you.
Get ready.
All right. It don't make no sense at all, but let her go.
Hold it.
Melody, go!
There's the girl now. Ask her.
Don't try no funny business.
Melody, go, you old junkhead, you.
Hello, George. What are you in a sweat about?
I thought you were going to get out of here. You know the posse's after you.
Hey, just a minute. Your name's Terry DeLongfer.
Take your hat off when you talk to me.
Look, I'm Leo Gledhill, Monty's side rider. You better tell me what's become of Monty.
Don't ask, sir. Ask me.
Shut up, George. You stay out of this.
How can I? I'm in it.
I'll say you are. Keep talking, old timer.
Well, I figured the whole thing out for myself. Monty is laying low, and I know where.
How far?
First place? 10 minutes?
All right. Let's go. And remember, I got a gun on the lot of you. And if we don't find money, it's going to be just too bad.
He's in the barn here. Only place he could be, if he ain't in the house. He's got to be.
Shut up. Money.
What kind of way is that to get a man out? Go in there and pull him out.
We'll all go in. Go on, move.
Some folks have got a gun.
Money. Marty, you in here? Oh, he's got to be in here. There ain't no other place. I was sure. I thought it.
You didn't think enough. Oh, okay. All right, outside.
No, hold it. No use standing. I'll tell you what you want.
Where is Marty?
There's a trap door on the floor.
Where?
In the corner, right back of here.
Funny, I didn't see
nothing. Put your hands up, quick. Take a gun, Marty.
Well, Burn me alive. He had a rifle here.
George, you hustled under the corral. Bring up three ponies and make sure they're fresh.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Very old. What are you aiming to do?
We're getting out of here fast.
Begging your pardon, did I hear you say we?
You did. This time I'll be sure you cross the line. I'm going along and see that you do. Melody, could this George be back by now?
Oh, well, George is getting kind of old. Takes him quite a spell to saddle three nags.
And you've got Leo tied up, Poppy?
Sure, he ain't going to trouble us none. Hey, what are you so upset about?
Oh, Monty.
Seems to me you could try to forget that belly buster for a while. He's gone.
That's the trouble he was here.
That's what I thought.
Oh, Melody.
Huh?
Tell me something, will you?
What?
Are you really crazy?
You mean this mix up?
Oh, I mean the way you wouldn't admit.
Well, to tell you the truth, this whole business has been kind of disappointing to me. I got the idea at first I might like to settle down around here, marry me a wife, maybe, and kind of make somebody out of myself.
And now?
Well, if I'd known the botheration was going to be to get ambitious, I wouldn't have touched it with a 10-foot pole.
It's all my fault. I know that.
Well, I wouldn't say that. The fact is,
you better get your hands up.
Leo.
Next time you let that tramp tie somebody up, you better see he does his job right.
You know, mister, it's a wonder to me you've been able to live as long as you have.
What?
I mean standing that way with your back to the window.
Listen, you ain't gonna make me turn again. Ain't no one out there but that old cayuse, and he couldn't see straight. Oh.
Maybe. It's good. Somebody outside.
I guess he couldn't have spoke about George that way. A man don't like to hear nobody
say. Hey, what's going on here? What's all the shooting for?
Don't you know?
Oh, George, didn't he just shoot Leo?
What are you talking about? I was just bringing up the nags. I never fired no gun.
Hey, look, that means...
That means it must have been somebody else.
Ah! Really?
Yeah. I warned you, Terry. I told you what would happen if I ever caught
you. But that was Leo you hit. Leo Dreadhill.
Leo?
Yeah. Go along and turn him over. See for yourself.
All right. But if you've made him kill my best friend, I'll...
Just come up. Go on. Reach.
Right. You got him, Melody. You got him. You... Well, I'll be a lizard off hind foot.
Just keep this wet cloth on it, Melody. It'll stop bleeding soon. Lucky you only got the ear in it.
Yeah, but the funny thing about this ear, it seems to me like I was nipped from behind.
It does?
Yeah, and Monty, he was right in front of me.
Yeah, I know he was.
So, naturally, it must have been somebody else.
Well, what's the difference? Let's not talk about it.
I couldn't rightly blame you, Terry.
Blame me.
I guess you had to make a quick choice, and when a man comes between a fellow and his girl, I suppose he's got a right to shoot the fellow that's butting in.
Melody, you mean you think I shot at you and missed? Melody.
Yeah?
Look, you see that twig over there in the cottonwood, the lowest branch?
Yeah.
Now it ain't there anymore, and the next one to it. Now, that ain't there, neither.
Hey, wait a minute.
When I aim at something, Melody, I generally hit it. And when I hit something, that's what I aimed at. And if that won't make you wake up to yourself, well, I'm through.
Hey. Hey, George.
What's up now? You find some more customers?
Hey, look, George, you better hustle into town and get the sheriff.
Sure. Mighty good idea.
And George.
Yeah?
Seems to me like, I'm going to be somebody around here. Maybe you better bring the preacher, too.
You have just heard The Screenville Players and Along Came Jones, starring Gary Cooper. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.